This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 109, the illusion of IELTS preparation on social media. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we're going to talk about how to spend your time, how to use social media to your advantage to pass the IELTS. Hey, Jessica, how you doing? Do you have your air conditioning cranking there today?
How did you know? I put it on medium, actually, so it wouldn't, you know, interrupt the podcast. But
oh, man, yes. I have mine on high. I hope no one can hear it.
I know. Seriously, Portland had awesome weather for the last week, like 80s. And now we're back up to like 100. It's
really
ridiculous.
100? Is it really 100 degrees there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's not comfortable.
Wow. That's hot. It doesn't really get to 100 in Boston. Like usually when it's 85 in Boston, I start complaining.
Oh, yeah. No, I started complaining in the 80s. Don't get me wrong.
100. I can't believe it. Wow. Well, I mean, some of our listeners who live in the Middle East could give you some tips maybe.
I know. Yeah. Please, guys. How can I stay cool besides living in air conditioning inside?
Like, you just need to stick your head in the freezer every 10 minutes. I mean
just cover myself with ice packs. That's what
I'm gonna do. But Jessica, I think maybe hanging out on Facebook might not be the solution to that.
I think, you know, I feel a little guilty every time I go on Facebook because it's almost never worthwhile.
It's almost never worthwhile. Yeah. And I love that we're talking about this today. Why are we talking about Facebook today, Jessica? I mean, how did this come into our conversation?
Yeah, well, in our course, 3 Keys IELTS, which is amazing. One part of it is that the people on the course get to have their own Facebook group, which is super cool. They can ask us questions. We talk to them. They can talk to each other. But it's become sort of a time suck.
A time suck. I love that. I love that. That's a good expression. And it really is the only way to get direct answers to our questions. You know, I do get a lot of questions from our listeners, but unfortunately, guys, we don't have the time to answer your individual questions unless you're in our course. Of course, we answer some of your questions on the podcast, but that may be a month from now or it may be never. So the best way, if you want our direct answer to your questions, you do need to be in our course. So in the Facebook group, we're all in there, we're hanging out, we're answering questions. But what are we not doing, Jessica, when we're in Facebook?
We are not studying for the IELTS test. We are not following the amazing study plan that we created. So,
exactly.
I mean, what this study plan tells you exactly what to do every day to prepare for the test and improve your overall English. Remember, you need both. You can't just watch movies. You can't just do test practice. You need both. So our study plan tells you exactly what to do every day to get that 7 or higher.
That's
and
right.
And nowhere on that study plan does it say, go to the Facebook group and chat with other people for half an hour.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, this is a tough topic because I love the fact that, you know, when someone joins our course, they go ahead, they introduce themselves. They tell us their target score and their test date. And some people write them back and they say, hey, good luck. You can do it. And that's what we want. We want that encouragement. And that's something you can't get everywhere for all IELTS courses. And we're happy to offer for you guys that. But at the same time, don't succumb to the illusion of IELTS prep. Don't lie to yourself and tell yourself that you're preparing for IELTS when you're in the Facebook group because you're not. You're not learning the strategies that are your foundation.
And this, you know, this isn't just about the time suck of Facebook. This is the time suck of just sort of chatting about things maybe you already know or are not going to help you on the test. I'm thinking of like some popular IELTS forums that students, you know, spend a lot of time in. And maybe they'll type in, you know, like true, false, not given, and then read this like thread, this topic thread, you know, for a long time. And nowhere does it tell them how to pass the test. Nowhere does it, you know, actually give them the strategies they need. They're just sort of, I guess, co-complaining or co-questioning with other students about like, why is this so hard? I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's right. That's right. Unfortunately, guys, the community is a fantastic support system, but the community cannot give you your 7. Only the examiner can give you your 7 if you show them the skills that you've built in the course.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good way to blow off steam. Mm-hmm. That's a good idiom. Yeah. It's a good way, you know, to sort of release pressure, to relax about stuff, to put things in perspective. Like, I get that, you know, you want to talk to other students that are experiencing the same problems as you, and that's awesome, but just don't tell yourself that that's your study time.
Yeah. You know? I mean, one thing that you could do is you could go and you could spend an hour in the course, and then to relax at the end, as you said, Jessica, go into the Facebook group, maybe throw out a question for the two of us or for someone else in the group. That's a good way. But just going in and hanging out there and telling yourself that you're preparing will not get you that score you want and that we want you to get. Yeah. If you're taking the IELTS exam this fall, then this podcast is your starting point. But just this podcast will not get you to your target score. You need to start with the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. It's a free downloadable checklist that you can get immediately to get on the right track for your target score. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and download it now for free.
Like, to be honest, most of the posts in our Facebook group are useful. Like, absolutely. They are direct questions to us about what they're studying. And
they're fantastic questions.
Like, a couple people have, like, shared their responses to activities that I assign in the course. And I give them feedback. Like, all that stuff is very worthwhile. I think it's not so much about the people on our course we're thinking of, but these sort of general Facebook pages that waste our time when we really could be focusing on something that's going to improve ourselves.
No, that's right. And these days there are a lot of online courses out there. I mean, I recently bought a course for a particular goal that I had in my business, and I decided not to join the Facebook group or not to spend much time in the Facebook group because I knew I had to learn the material in the course, right? So I knew I saw the same people in there asking questions over and over, and I saw that maybe they weren't building what they were supposed to build based on the course that they bought.
Yeah. You really need to, if you are going to do a course with a Facebook group, I think you should do what Lindsay's doing now. Like, don't join the Facebook group right away. Instead, like, at least go through the first module or the first, you know, section, the first unit, and then you have something to talk about. Don't just like start asking questions. Wait till you have something to ask about. You know, something that you have studied, and you can say, you know, thank you for, you know, this piece of knowledge. Does this also apply here? Or, you know, like an educated question.
Absolutely. But at the same time, we understand why you guys want to be connected to each other, right? There's something so cool about the fact that everyone can be on Facebook in the world. I mean, most people in the world, some countries don't allow it, we know, but many people can, and we can come together in one place and support each other. So I have mixed feelings about this, Jessica.
I know, but it's tough.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one, but.
You know, I think as long as you're like fuddying, as long as you're following, as long as you're following a study plan, it could be ours, it could be your personal one, it could be your tutor's, but as long as you're following your study plan for, you know, 2 to 4 hours a day, and you're fulfilling, you're putting in the work you need to, you know, there are 20 more hours in the day to do whatever you want. Like, so sure, go on Facebook. That's awesome. Yeah. But make sure you're putting the work in first,
absolutely.
You know, and then take your well-deserved rest. Ha ha ha.
That's right. I like that. I think that's well put, Jessica. And that's where we're going to end today, I think. You know, you guys are adults. You know when you're lying to yourself. Like, you get that sense. You know, we all have a sense of, are we really being honest with ourselves here? So we're counting on you guys to be honest with yourselves. And, you know, if you invest in a course, you really want to get those results. And we can get you guys those results if you follow the study plan.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, let us know on Facebook. No, I'm just kidding.
So go to Facebook and write down
tell us your opinion on our podcast today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't worry about IELTS.
Instead of Facebook, go to our blog. A much better use of your time, guys.
There you go.
So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and find this episode. Leave us a comment. Let us know if you're spending your time in Facebook. Where are you spending your time in your IELTS prep, guys? We want to hear from you.
Yeah, totally. If you have any recommendations, you know, any good YouTube things, any good apps, what are you doing in your preparation that is worth your time?
Awesome. Share it with us. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Awesome episode, Jessica. Let's close it up for today and I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.